Proud of You is a parenting advice podcast and support group for dads hosted by two goofy dads. They are not pediatricians, nutritionists, OBGYNs, psychologists, nor are they authorities on parenting. They're just two dinguses trying to figure it all out. Their advice should not be taken as expert information. Parenting looks different for everyone, and there's no wrong way to be a dad. Frankly, if you're taking the time to listen to a podcast about it, you're already doing a great job. And these dads are proud of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hey, welcome back. I am Derek Mata.
And I'm Andrew Goody, and we are proud of you. This week on Proud of You, we're talking about the thing that everybody online is talking about, screen time. Derek and I were having a conversation recently because Derek's oldest son is a pretty solid hardcore gamer boy. And his youngest son is starting to get an attachment to tablets and screens. Do you want to talk about it a little bit, Derek?
Yeah, so, and I don't know if I've mentioned on the podcast before, but I know I've mentioned it to you. My kids will not sit and watch TV. They are just not TV kids. And we're like, cool, not an issue.
That's great.
Yes, Lucas is an Xbox kid, loves his Xbox. What kid doesn't love their console or computer, whatever, these days? Also not an issue. Noah, now that he has easier access to Lucas, always sees Lucas playing, so always wants to play games. Found this tablet sitting on my nightstand. I don't know where this tablet came from, but it was on my nightstand. Somehow he turned it on and started playing games and became a nightmare when we tried to take it away. Like, the first day he had this tablet, just like, no, I don't want to go with you. I want to stay home. I want to play games. Oh, tablet's charging. Let me unplug it, even though it's been 35 seconds. and you know, obviously some parents, you know, will parent with the screen. We try not doing that, but we understand that it's going to happen. So it's aggravating to watch, like, that's the thing that makes him happy and not all the toys that we have bought him.
Yeah. Well, it's a balancing act, right? Because I am definitely not the all screen time is bad and you should never let your kid watch TV and blah, blah, blah. That TV is raising your kid, dad. Like, I, no judgment, man. Like, getting through the day. The biggest part of parenting is survival, right? Like, if that's what gets you from morning to bedtime, you go, Glen Coco. But like,
that's a great reference.
I'm also not the, like, I'm just gonna sit my kid down and they can watch Paw Patrol and that's the babysitter. You know, like, it's a middle ground for me. And I think there's a lot of screen time hate on the internet, right? If you go on Instagram or TikTok or any, like, parenting Facebook page or whatever, there's a lot of, like, your kid won't remember that time that they sat on their iPad, but they'll remember the time that you took them to the park. You shouldn't put them in front of a screen. And, like, you know what? Like, hey, we're all co-parenting with Miss Rachel. It's cool, man. Like, and it's a tool, right? Like, that's what drives me nuts, is the people who are just like, screen time is always bad. Screen time is horrible. Screen time is bad for kids. Like, my nephew learned how to read because he really wanted to play Legend of Zelda. And there's a lot of reading in that game. Yeah,
there is.
And he taught himself English playing Zelda because he had to figure out what the quests were. Like, admittedly, he's prodigy. He's an incredibly intelligent kid and learns very quickly. But, like, that's a tool, right? Like, yeah, it's a video game, right? But, like, it's a video game that taught him, and it's not even like an educational game. It's just a video game that he learned how to. And I'm like, obviously, his mom was, you know, reading him books and teaching him throughout as well. But, like, Chill credit, like he learned how to read so that he could play Legends of Zelda Breath of the Wild, like 100%. Like it was his jam, because he wakes up, he's always woken up like super early, so he'd wake up at like 4 a.m. and her thing
Oh.
is like, you can't wake me up until 7. So he's got like 3 hours where he knows like the snacks on the bottom shelf, he can grab whatever he wants, he can make himself a little like morning breakfast and go and play his video game until 7 o'clock, and then he can go wake mom up if she's not already up, right? And like for 3 hours a morning, he just sat there and tried to figure out what the squiggles on the screen meant and where it meant he needed to go, and eventually he learned how to read. Like, super cool. Miss Rachel has taught my kid all kinds of alphabets and numbers and colors and animals and like, and am I saying that that's her only source of education? No, but it's a fun, engaging thing that keeps her calm, that she likes, that she has a good time doing, and she's learning. Why is that bad?
And I think a lot of people do just kind of lump in the Xbox that you're playing. Everybody think Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto when you think PlayStation and consoles. That's not all. Like, there's learning games, you know. I grew up playing learning games. I got into cars because of those learning games I played in school. Like, as silly as that sounds, couldn't tell you what anything I learned, but like, I knew that cars were cool because I learned all those things. We don't just like song we used to put on Paw Patrol. We don't anymore. What we usually will put on is, so we'll put on music videos, of different varieties. So, to educate the kids of the different types of music out there. They are learning that they love to dance and they love to sing. So, like, cool, that is a good thing. Miss Rachel was a big one when Ivy was first able, aware of things, and she learned Mama and Dada. And eventually I just got tired of Miss Rachel, so we stopped watching her. Now they watch Blippi, Bluey. Everybody loves Bluey. Bluey has a lot to teach kids, adults, everything. Like, there is content on these screens that people just believe are the devil, Think of my Waterboy's mom over there.
Yeah, but and it's one of those things that always like, people talk about like, you should I use that as an example all the time, right? The moms who are like, your kid's not gonna remember sitting in front of the TV, they're gonna remember going outside or going on a hike. Like, for one, it's a very privileged perspective to take, because I live in Arizona, and for 3 to 6 months of the year, we can't go outside because it's 115 degrees and my kids' feet will burn on the sidewalk if we try to walk to a park.
Your
Like,
shoes will melt
the shoes
and
will melt to this. Like, yeah, it's ridiculous. You can't go outside or else you'll have heat stroke in a heartbeat. A lot of people live in like Wisconsin, where it snows for 3 months of the year. You can't just go outside. And also, like, it's not always practical to take your kids on a vacation or a hike or whatever. Like, that costs money, that costs time that not everybody has. And that aside, I grew up going on hikes and going to the Children's Museum and the Science Museum and all that kind of like cool stuff. And all of it was great, right? And I absolutely want to and do take Alana to those places and give her those experiences. And if you ask me what like the most like core memory, fundamental like pieces of my childhood were, an overwhelming majority of those memories are hanging out in the living room with my sister playing N64. Like, bonding moments, beating each other's ass at Smash Brothers. Like Super Smash Brothers, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, Mario 64. Those three games are like keystones to the person that I grew up to be, and the relationship that my sister and I have to this day, where like when a new Zelda game comes out, the two of us get stoked because we're gonna like be texting each other back and forth while we're playing it. Or like when the new Super Smash Brothers came out on Switch, we were both like super stoked. And like it's something that we share 30 years down the road, right? And so yeah, sure, like those both things can be true, right? It doesn't have to be like go outside or sit and play a video game. You can do both. You don't have to polarize that negativity.
Because it's also you hold a kid away from something for so long, and then when they get it, it's like a drug. They need it and they must have it all the time. That goes for any kind of thing, any kind of sweets, sodas, you name it. Like
Yeah.
a little screen time here and there, just as long as you're paying attention to what they're watching. Because we a couple years ago, more than a couple, a few years ago, Lucas was watching Minecraft things on YouTube. Cool, whatever. You and I will get lost in our YouTube algorithms too. Very quickly did it turn into Minecraft, but very adult themed. So like pay attention to what your kids are watching, because even though you're like, oh, it's just Minecraft, like listen
Yeah.
to what they're doing too. Because then yes, it can get bad, and then you're gonna have an even a bigger negative look on putting your kid in front of a computer or TV or tablet or whatever people have these days.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's one of those things like that, that's part of just being involved in your kids' interests in their life, right? Like it doesn't have to be like, hey, what are you watching, right? Like it doesn't have to be that gnarly disciplinarian, like I'm checking in and looking over your shoulder. Be like, oh cool, you're watching a video about Minecraft, can I hang out with you and like watch a little bit of it? And you don't have to sit there for the, I'm sure, 2 hours that your 12-year-old is going to watch a video about Minecraft, but you can hang out for like 10 minutes and make sure that the content that they're ingesting is content that you want your kid to listen to, right?
Yeah.
And that obviously varies from kid to kid, from family to family, and we'll, I can't tell you what you want your kid to ingest or not. I just can't. I can't make those choices for you. But and if that Minecraft video that is all fun and games starts turning into a weirdly adult topic video where there's a bunch of swearing in it and you're not down for that or whatever, like have the conversation with your kid. Like, hey, like this isn't the kind of stuff that we should be watching. Like, let's find a better video to watch. Because then you're also building those habits. Like, one, you're showing interest in your kid's hobby. That's always gonna get you points and go well for your relationship. And two, like you're teaching them to self-correct, right? So that when you're not sitting right there next to them, if a video comes on and it's like not something dad would approve of, they know, like, oh, hey, I should probably find different content, right?
No, yeah, and then because it was actually, it's weird that I remember it, how you hold on to those little memories. And it's just we were making dinner, and I walked out of the kitchen, and I was like, and then do you remember Momo, that whole thing?
Oh, the like YouTube ghost
Yeah, whatever that
thing
was,
was.
like,
Like a ring girl type of thing, but on YouTube, I think. I don't
it
know.
was like a. It was like a Japanese sculpture that they would throw in random kids' videos. It was super scary looking. Like after that whole thing, like, no, we're not like, oh, we're scared of the internet, but like we're like, okay, maybe we should limit what is watched on YouTube, like that kind of thing. But I will say that Noah, whenever he wants to watch something, he's like, hey, let's watch Super Fast Cars, Daddy. And I'm like,
Heck
say
yeah,
no
man.
more, kid. I got you. So like he remembers those things. He knows like dad likes to watch this thing. Like I want to watch that with dad.
Yeah, well, and that can grow and evolve too, right? Because like like Alana and I are watching the Cars movies like constantly, right? Cars 1, Cars 2, Cars 3, Cars on the Road, all of the Mater specials. Like she's all about cars. And she's 2 years old, so that's like perfectly solid content for her right now. And as she gets older, that could grow and adapt into her being into like actual racing, right? Or like just she could be a big fan of Fast and the Furious movies. Like, I don't know, right? Like
I mean, who's
it's
not?
gonna
They're great
grow.
movies.
They
Yeah,
are. They're fantastic. All what, 23 of them now?
I think so.
But like, that like hobby that we're into together right now, watching cars, can grow into, something that she can carry with her into, an adult hobby, right? Of like maybe she'll get into working on cars or racing cars or just appreciating them, whatever.
And the other thing is like we sit here and we criticize how much our kids are on their screens, right? How often are as our faces in this thing? How often is our faces on these computers? On some,
Constantly.
and I'm not even saying work, because like obviously work is a different story. Like you have no choice. But
Yes, but how hard is it to tell a kid, hey, you shouldn't be in front of a tablet all day when I'm literally spending 8 hours a day sitting in front of three computer monitors? Like, what? And you know, like you said, that's a necessity. That's a job, not a hobby. But same thing, right? Like, I shouldn't be sitting in front of three computer screens for 8 hours a day. It's not good for me on a human level. So like, how do I set that example and say like, oh, it's okay for dad to be in front of the computer for 8 hours a day, but you can't watch Miss Rachel for 20 minutes, right? Like, that
but
doesn't, that's not fair.
I guess it depends on the age. So like let's take Lucas for example. He comes home, I'm at home and I'm scrolling Facebook Marketplace. So obviously my phone is right here in my face. Hey, can I watch TV? No, screens are bad. And he's looking like, but you're doing like, so like you have to, before you tell your kid no, look at yourself, because there are a lot of people that are on their phones a lot more than I am. Like, yes, am I on my phone quite a bit? Sure. But like there's some people that can't walk out the damn front door without being on their phone. And then they'll turn around and tell their kids, screens are bad, YouTube's bad.
Well, and it's all just a matter of taking a step back and appreciating the perspective, right? Because I think this goes for partners as well. Like there are a lot of the trope is always like guys playing video games and their wives being mad at them, right?
Yes.
And like so often I see that. That's not really a problem that I have. I'm not a huge gamer, but like I have a lot of friends who have seen like their wives are mad at them because they're on like playing whatever. You know, they get home from work. They, hug their wife, they sit down, they play a video game until they go to bed.
Yeah.
But their wife is on Instagram that whole time. And that's just a smaller screen, probably worse for your mental health. Like, right? Like,
Yeah.
so you're like, hey, stop playing video games. Well, okay, like, what do you want to do instead? Because if I get off of the video game console and I'm just sitting here and sitting on Instagram or whatever, it's not any better. Like that's not any
And
different, you know? I think it's the same thing for your kids too, right? It's really easy to be like, hey, like you can't watch the, Minecraft videos. Go watch this Disney movie, right? Like, or whatever it is. Like we make up these weird arbitrary distinctions and they don't make any sense. There's no reason behind them. Take a step back and really think about the why behind what you're asking.
yeah, no, and that's a really good point, because like a lot of the times we just look at our kids like and not realizing that, like you said, hey, let's hang out together. Okay, cool. Hey, look at this video that I just saw. Like you're not changing anything. You're changing the size of the screen.
Yeah.
And it's silly. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm old school. My wife and I will hang out and have conversations. Weird, I know. But we will still sneak in some Marketplace. She'll sneak in some Pinterest. So
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm guilty and I'm the perfect person, but we have tried to be more aware of what we're doing, because we know that, especially in Ivy and Noah's age, like they're seeing what is most important in our life, like in the lives of their parents. My wife and I, they walk up to us, can you play with me? No. I'm doing something. So then they're like, oh, that device in your hand is more important than I am. And then they learn that. So there's more to it than just what's on the screen. Is what else could you be doing that's more productive, that's better off, better overall for your family, for your health, for excuse
When
me.
I think that's a great perspective too, is have an alternative, right? If you're gonna tell your kid like, hey, get off the TV, or hey, get off the computer, get off your tablet, like don't present them with a problem without having a solution, right? Look at your overall screen time, right? Because you're probably sitting on your phone telling them to get off their tablet, in most cases. Like, what are we gonna do as a family, right? Hey, we're gonna watch TV for 30 minutes and then we're gonna go for a walk to the park. Or hey, we're gonna, everybody's gonna get off their devices, right? I'm gonna put my phone away, you're gonna put your tablets away. and we're gonna play a board game together or whatever. You know, obviously age appropriate for where your kids are at and where your family is at. And again, privilege plays a role in here, right? Not everybody has access to everything, but like you can pick up a copy of Monopoly for $1 at a Goodwill. Like go get some board games and have some fun with your family. Get engaged, get a deck of cards, frankly from free for most hotels or whatever. Like go just get some games that you can play with your family inside, outside, wherever. And have that alternative ready. So it's not just, hey, no more TV. Because kids are smart, right? And they're gonna ask why. And if the answer is because I said so, that sucks. Like that's the
Yeah,
shittiest.
we
Like you have
hated that
to,
growing up.
dude, I try so hard not to be that, like, and obviously, like I have a 2-year-old, so she doesn't ask why I'm telling her things. I mean, she asks why to everything, but it's not like a,
She's not actually expecting an
it's not
answer.
insubordination at this point. It's just a rampant curiosity. But like I never want to be that dad who's just like, do it because I said so, right? Because I should be saying things with intention. I should have a reason for why I'm saying something. It should never just be because I arbitrarily feel like she shouldn't watch TV. It should be because I want her to do something else, and I should have that something else prepared, whether that is something that I am going to partake in and like prepare for her, or just something on offer of, hey, you know, you've been watching Miss Rachel for an hour. Let's do something else. Do you want to play with your blocks or play with, you know, me in the kitchen? What do you like? Which would you prefer? Do you want to go play outside? Do you want to, you know, play with these magnet tiles? Like whatever that offer is, you know, having a response to that rather than just, hey, stop watching TV because dad said stop watching TV.
And I like that because and I know it's probably not just me and my household, but as your kids get older, they talk to you less and less. And it's a time to just like relearn, not even relearn, just like learn about what's going on in your kids' lives. Because how often are parents asking, hey, what happened at school today? Nothing. Did you have a good day? Yes. Anybody bothering you? No. Like, cool. I'm gonna have a talk with Siri because she'll give me better answers than this. Like, you know, yeah, will your kid hate it at first? Yeah, like take any kid away, take any person away from their electronics for an extended period of time, and they're gonna be grumpy and complain about it. But eventually
Yeah.
they're like, wow, this is actually a good time. This is fun. And they're gonna open up and they're like, hey, let's spend time together, like snowball effect. As long as you have a purpose, like you said, not just because I said so.
Totally. Well, and that so. I some of our viewers probably know I worked at Disneyland for a while, and my wife and I talk about it all the time that like people complain about the lines at Disneyland so much, right? They're like, oh, it takes an hour to get onto a ride, and then the ride's only like 2 minutes, and you spend like most of your day just waiting in line. It's so boring and whatever. But if you look at like, and this is gonna sound like such a like back in my day thing, but like, if you look at lines at Disneyland today, the majority of families, what are they doing in the line? Sitting on their phones or sitting, handing their kid a tablet and saying, well, we got to wait in another line. So I guess you're going to play this game, right? Like when I was a kid growing up, like the lines weren't any shorter, but we played games as a family. Like we'd play 20 questions or hang out and talk about what we were going to do next or plan where we were going to go to dinner. And like that line was a time for us to connect as a family and spend time together, right? Like we were going to be together for an hour, so we might as well make the best of it and talk and engage with each other. And like to go back to my original point of not all screen time is bad, right? Like phones can make that fun, right? There are some really fun, like engaging games that you can play with a cell phone. I remember, what was it like 3 or 4 years ago, that stupid like headbands game was really popular where like it would put up
Yes,
the
yes,
word and
yes,
you
yes,
put it on your
yes.
forehead and people would have to try to make you guess what it was, right?
Yeah.
That in line at Disneyland, fucking great, man. Like a riot of a time. So much fun. Way more fun than sitting scrolling through Instagram or looking at Facebook Marketplace and your wife doing the same and your kids, you know, playing whatever weird, dumb kid app they have on their tablet. Like, you know, so like that engagement, that family connection can get lost if you're all doing your own individual, like if you're lost in your own individual screen together, right? Because that's,
Exactly.
I think that's, I think that goes for all situations. I don't want to, like, I'm using Disneyland as an example because it's something that my wife and I have actively talked about and something that kind of stuck with me. But like, think about, if I'm sitting in the bedroom watching whatever dumb show and my wife is sitting on the couch, watching something on her phone while Alana is watching something on the TV out there. That's a really like, that's the like your kid's not going to remember this moment that the Instagram moms are telling us is bad, right? Where we're all disconnected and on our own devices. But if I pop some popcorn and we all sit on the couch together, all three of us, and watch a movie, that's like a core memory family movie night experience. And it's still the three of us watching a show, right? We're just doing it together. We're enjoying something together instead of disassociating from each other and from, doing our own things.
Yeah, no, I mean that's social media is a whole different topic, but like, yeah, you can't just feel bad about yourself because one thing you read or saw or watched or whatever the fuck it is these days on social media. Like, social media is going to tell you what you want to hear. Like, if that hits you hard, then maybe just take a look at what's going on in your own life. But like, not going on that whole tangent there. Like I said, not all screens are bad. Monitor your kids, like monitor what they're watching, what they're saying when they're on their screen times. So let me tell you, that's a new one in our household because of the fact that it's trickling down to Noah and he's parroting what Lucas is saying. So that's a fun one.
Well, and that can become something as well, right? I saw something on a Facebook group that the two of us are actually in recently, where a dad was talking about he struggles because he wants his kids to play together and like play video games together. And he grew up kind of like I did, right? Like playing video games with his siblings. But every time his two boys play video games together, they fight and they yell and they scream like at each other. It turns into a fight outside of the game, and then like that's a problem in and of itself that he's having to deal with. And so like I think that can be an opportunity to teach your kids how to interact with other people, right? Like video games or shows or whatever, it can be an experience in sharing and taking turns, no matter what it is, right? And like kindness, especially in modern online video games, God forbid your kids are playing like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Those lobbies are just wild, man.
They're a
Like,
lot more tame than they were back in our days.
yeah. Well, and even that, it's still just ridiculous. And the internet as a whole, like, it brings out the some of the best things get shared, and some of the best of humanity exists online. But it also brings out the absolute trolls and just the worst people who can hide behind a keyboard and say the things that they would never say to somebody's face.
Yeah.
So, like, having those conversations, right? Of like, hey, like, if Lucas is, raging out on somebody on Rocket League or whatever, and is starting to be rude in a way that he's not as a person, you can say like, hey man, like, is that something like if that, Noob Master 69 was in the room with us, would you say that to his face, right? Like, would you treat him the way that you're treating him? Well, like, show some compassion and think about it that way and take a step back. And I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just a reckless optimist, but I'm hoping to raise a generation that's slightly better humans than we've been to each other. Because, man, like 90s chat rooms were a wild place to be, and like early 2000s Halo lobbies were just the worst things that have ever
Oh
existed.
man, I'll say I was never that guy. Would I say some outlandish shit? Sure, but like not mean shit.
Yeah.
So it's weird listening to this, especially kids just like saying this shit. Like, you kiss your mother with that mouth? Like, you need to watch yourself. So like, but it all comes back to monitoring, but not. What's the word I'm looking for? Using pretty much not over the shoulder, not like being aware
So
of and not overly monitoring, not micromanaging what they're doing.
totally. Yeah, and it's it is important to be conscious of what your kids are absorbing through media and what your kids are doing online, especially. I mean, we'll probably have a whole other episode on cybersecurity because God knows neither of us know what to do with that. We'll get a guest dad in to tell us how to protect our kids online. But yeah, it's a wild ride, and everything is a balance, and that balance of figuring out how to be a part of your kids' entertainment and be a part of their screen time and be a part of their hobbies and also let them grow and explore, because it can be a great resource too, right? I mean, I know that's how I learned so much from YouTube videos or podcasts or like audiobooks. Like, I constantly am ingesting media like 24/7. And so like I don't want to, hide that resource. I don't want to gatekeep that knowledge from my kid, but also there's a lot of really nasty stuff on the internet that is gnarly, and there are a lot of really bad people out there. And so, you do kind of have to play gatekeeper a little bit and make sure that they're and I don't know if gatekeeper is the right word. I want to teach my kid how to navigate that for themselves. That's the long-term goal, right? Obviously, my 2-year-old is going to need a lot more guidance before she gets there.
No, she
But
should know this already. Come on, you're slacking.
hey, man, she knows how to press M on the remote to pull up Miss Rachel, and that's all she needs.
I'll say Noah did learn how to pull up Paw Patrol on Amazon real quick. Like, we don't know how he did it, but he did it.
Well, again, man, it's a great learning tool in so many ways. So,
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, I mean, I think that covers it. I mean, because it's one of these topics that we'll come back to, and we can touch on more detailed sections as we go. It's just making parents aware, making dads aware of that it's okay. It's honestly okay. Just don't tell them to do something if you yourself won't do it.
well, and it's okay. I think the biggest message that I can relay is, no matter what anybody tells you and no matter what the internet tells you, it is okay if you need a break, and that break looks like sitting your kid in front of a Disney movie or a Miss Rachel video or an app for, 20 minutes or an hour or however long you need. Just take a breath, because at the end of the day, survival happens, and sometimes you just
Yes.
need to get through it. And if what helps you get through it is throwing on some screen time, that's a tool in your tool belt, Dad. You can use it whenever you need it.
Yep. No, you're not wrong. But I mean, like I was saying, like, good topic. We'll touch on it more in the future. Probably, like you said, cybersecurity, huge thing. Media in general. But if there's things that you dads, moms even, want us to talk about next, let us know. Comment down below, shoot us an email. Our social media will be listed below in the description, or the proud of you dads at gmail.com, right?
Nailed it.
I feel like I type it in a lot, but I never remember it. And you say your whole spiel, you're better at it than I am.
You did it, man. I'm proud of you. We're proud of you. But yeah, I mean, this project continues to grow, and we're hitting on some broad topics. We've touched on a lot of things so far. We've had some really awesome suggestions from our listeners and our viewers. We've come up with a handful on our own, and have a ton more to go. But topics like this, right? Screen time, we could dive down. We could go on a rabbit hole into, shows that we like for kids, shows that we don't like for kids. We could probably do an entire month of episodes just on Bluey.
Yes, we
Like,
could.
we could deep dive into to cybersecurity. We could talk about all kinds of different stuff, right? When should your kid get a cell phone? Because that's a piece of screen time
A
that is becoming more
huge
and more
thing.
relevant in the modern world. So, we really rely on your input to tell us where to go next, right? We can keep coming up with ideas and keep talking forever. But the more input we have from you, the better for us, because we can really, narrow down those topics and talk about the things that are affecting dads today, and not just Derek and I, but you listening to this. Like Derek said, our social media is down below. Like the video, comment, subscribe, send it to your friends. We're really trying to get the word out there about this podcast to, reach as many people as we can and get more feedback.
Yes.
Getting some engagement and having people, tell us what they like about the show, what they don't like about the show, what they want to hear us talk about next, what we never should talk about again because we have no idea what we're talking about. It's all good. We take all criticism, we accept all praise, both ways. Anything you got, throw it at us.
Yes, please.
Suggestions all day long. Like Derek said, proudofyoudads@gmail.com. We're at proudofyoudads on Instagram and Twitter. Pretty much anywhere you can imagine, at proudofyoudads. Our link tree is down there too. We're on like every podcatcher available. We're on Spotify, we're on Audible, we're on Apple and Google Podcasts. However you prefer to ingest media, if you've got a friend who wants some dad life advice, or a place to vent about dad life, and they're like, oh, but I don't watch YouTube videos. Hey man, doesn't have to be a YouTube video. It can be a Spotify podcast. It can be an anything you want podcast.
No, exactly. And I will say on Instagram, constantly putting up different polls for different topics, different things that affect the show. So, make sure to just follow us on Instagram so you can see that and vote so we know who we're reaching and what to do better, differently, worse, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I know there's
And
one that you just put out, or we just put out, what, yesterday, 2 days ago?
we were asking for input on the titles because we always just kind of clip a random quote from the show and use it as our title for every episode. But maybe you guys don't want that. Maybe you want the title of this episode to be Screen Time, so you know exactly what you're getting into. Let us know. We had very little engagement on that post, so I still don't know whether or not you guys like the titles. So tell us in the comments, or go find that Instagram post and let us know what you think.
I mean, I like our titles, but I'm biased.
Awesome. Well, thanks for spending your time with us this week. Until next week, I'm Andrew Goody,
And I'm Derek Mata.
and we are proud of you.